Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And today's question is from Bruce, and Bruce asks, how do you not get lazy when creating so much consistent content? Interesting question, Bruce. It's definitely a challenge you're going to have to face when you're creating consistent content. It can get tiring every single day creating something for your audience. How do you deal with not feeling motivated, feeling fatigued? It's a real situation. It's a real problem that you're going to have to face when you're creating consistent content constantly. Every day waking up and saying, I have to produce this piece of content, it can take a toll on you. In today's episode, I'll give you my strategies. What do I do to prevent from being lazy? Where I prevent myself from feeling like, oh, I don't want to do this today. You got to have a strategy. You got to have a formula so you can keep pumping out great stuff for your audience. I get into all that in today's Q&A Weekend, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by TopTal, your best friend when it comes to hiring your next designer or developer for your next project. TopTal finds the best of the best in the market, matches them up with your needs, with your budget, and presents you with the best candidates to interview. This saves you time, money, and headaches. And best of all, TopTal is risk-free. Get a 14-day risk-free trial with TopTal by just going to 100mba.net/TopTal. That's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. So Rich asks an important question. How do you not get lazy when you're creating so much consistent content? And the short answer is that the enemy of laziness is discipline. But discipline, or being disciplined, is easier said than done. You see, when you're disciplined, you know exactly what you have to do and you just execute. You can almost equate it to a habit. Most people, it's a habit for them when they wake up in the morning and go to the bathroom, they brush their teeth. They don't even think about it. They don't even think about skipping it. They've been conditioned after time and time again of brushing your teeth in the morning that that's what you do. That's just a habit. And you form that habit through disciplined practice. You may or may not remember, but when you were a kid, it was something that you probably were conscious of, something that you actually said, oh, let me take the toothbrush out, let me put the toothpaste on. You were thinking about every step of the process. Now you do it pretty much half asleep. Also, you can't tolerate not doing it. So say, for example, you skipped brushing your teeth, or say you're traveling long distances and you forgot your toothbrush or something like that and you can't brush your teeth. You're going to feel horrible, right? You're going to feel like I'm dying to brush my teeth. Because not doing that practice is just so strange for you. The same goes with work and your business. Same goes with creating content. And it also takes time to build that discipline. But what I like to do is have micro goals or micro sprints so I can build that discipline. So say, for example, you want to commit to writing a blog post once a day. Let's say that's what you want to do. Let's say 5 days a week you want to write a blog post. I would go in sprints. I would go in two-week sprints. Try it for 2 weeks. It's going to be really hard those first 2 weeks, but you're going to give it a shot. And then you're going to take a break. You're going to take a break maybe for a couple of days. Not too long. Max 3 days, right? You don't want a whole week to go by. But then you pick it up again. And now you try to sprint for a little bit longer. And again and again. And soon enough, it's going to be easy for you to just write a blog post every day, 5 days a week. You're going to get a sense of accomplishment every time you complete a week or even complete a day. And you're going to feel strange when you don't do it. I remember earlier this year, I took about 2 weeks off the podcast. I didn't record the podcast for 2 weeks. And it just felt so strange for me. It felt like I was doing something wrong. Like I felt like I needed to do it because I got into the habit and the discipline of recording a podcast episode or a few podcast episodes a certain amount of days a week. And when I completed it, I had this sense of satisfaction. So that feeling of laziness, like, oh, I don't feel like doing this, or this is really hard, or, you know, it's hard to keep up. That's temporary. That's only at the beginning. The only exception to this is if you're burnt out, like you've been doing a lot of work and you need a break. And in that case, you should take a break, whether that's a day or two, a week or two. The point here is that burnout will cause you to feel lazy. But if you haven't been doing it for a while, if you haven't been doing, you know, consistent content creation for a while, when I say a while, I say maybe a few weeks, and you're feeling lazy, that's just because it's hard right now. You haven't built the discipline yet. So find comfort in the fact that it gets easier. Next, ask yourself why you feel lazy. No, seriously, like, why are you feeling lazy? Is it because you don't enjoy doing this? Or is it just work, or you're overwhelmed? Are you intimidated by the amount of work? What is the reason? The reason why I ask this is because if you just genuinely don't like it, you just don't enjoy doing whatever you're doing, whether that's writing a blog post, doing a video, then you should seriously consider maybe getting somebody else to do it, or you doing something else. If video is not your thing, maybe writing is, maybe audio is your thing. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean that every single time you do that, every time you build your piece of content, you're going to be jumping for joy. No, I'm not that kind of person that thinks that, you know, you're going to be passionate about everything. No, it's work. You have to do the work. As much as I love the podcast, as much as I love delivering these lessons and being a part of your life, you, yes, you, the listener, at times it's hard work. And I have to get on the mic when I don't feel like it. Sometimes I gotta pull myself off the couch or pull myself away from the kitchen table when I'm having breakfast and say, you know what, I gotta get to work. And that discipline that you're building, that's what makes a great entrepreneur. It's doing things even when you don't feel like it. Just doing whatever you want, whenever you want, that's called retirement. So recognize it's okay to feel that, to feel lazy. But it's not okay for you to just to give into it. Either pivot to something that you do enjoy a little bit better, or understand that this is temporary and I got to build a discipline and I got to build good habits, and this laziness feeling will go away once I build that discipline. And then once you build that discipline, you get momentum. You start building more and more content. You know, I can't tell you how I recorded 830 plus episodes. I just don't know when I did that. I mean, I look back at the years and yes, I say, yeah, I did that. But I can't look back on each individual day and say, wow, I did that 830 plus times. It's like you can't recall how many times you brushed your teeth, or you don't remember every single time you brushed your teeth, the actual action of brushing your teeth. You just built good habits, right? And that's, for me, the podcast has been a great habit. And that's the cure to laziness. Build your good habit. Guys, I got more on today's Q&A weekends, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, TopTal. Looking to hire your next designer or developer for your next app or your website or even your logo, you got to go with TopTal. We use TopTal, absolutely love them because they're simple. And they're professional. They're the best of the best at finding the best talent for you. You speak to a TopTal expert, they find out exactly what you need for your project, they find out your budget, and they go to work. They find the best of the best candidates for you. They present them to you, you get to interview them, and you get to choose from the cream of the crop. That's the way it should be. Instead of wasting time, money, and energy putting out job postings on different sites and trying to field them for yourself. But don't take my word for it. Give it a try. TopTal is giving away a 14-day risk-free trial. That means that you're not going to risk anything by giving them a chance to find your next top talented designer or developer. To get this 14-day risk-free trial, just go to 100mba.net/TopTal. Again, that's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. Now, I want to wrap up this episode with some practical things you can do to get out of the slump. When you're feeling unmotivated and you know you just don't have that discipline yet, you got to push yourself to get to it, to get to work, right? To write that content, to create the content you need. So you just got to get out of your funk. You got to get out of the state of mind that you're in. And sometimes simple things like just turning on some music and forcing yourself to dance. I know that sounds crazy, but just move your body. If you don't like to dance or you feel silly, do some push-ups. Run in place, do some jumping jacks, whatever. But the point is that when you move your body a little bit, you get out of that sort of, you know, funk you're in. There's a definite correlation between your physical well-being and your psychological well-being. Another great exercise is just taking a 10-minute walk. Go for a walk and try to reflect on some things that you should be grateful for. whether it's in your life, in your business. You know, most of us are in a situation where we have great opportunities, just living in a country with freedom, where we're not being oppressed, where we're not in danger, where we know where our next meal is coming from. These are huge, huge things to be grateful for. And therefore, you're like, you know what? I got nothing to complain about. Let me just write that post. Things are all right. I shouldn't be so lazy. It's a reality check and knocks you back into good form. Another thing I love to do is just reflect on your goals. If you've written out your goals for the year or for the quarter, read them out. Look at them and say, hey, these are my goals. I got to achieve these goals. I got to get my, you know, my rear end in gear. Just being reminded of, you know, the goals and putting a little pressure on yourself to, you know, feel a little motivated and get it going. Lastly, it's always good to review some of the content you've already written or created. Read an old blog post, listen to an old podcast episode, watch a video that you really feel like you really nailed. It'll motivate you. Be like, hey, you know what? I'm not bad. I'm pretty good at this. That was fun. That end result made me feel good. Let me try that one more time, get myself in gear, and do what I got to do. So those things are really good to just motivate you, to spring you into action. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. That wraps up today's lesson. Bruce, thank you so much for your question for Q&A weekends. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. We'd love to answer it. That's it for me today, guys. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. I want to remind you, it's okay to feel lazy. Like, you can acknowledge the fact that you're not feeling it. What's not okay is let laziness stop you. Recognize that this is what's happening and overcome it. See it as a challenge. See it as an enemy you're going to conquer, because it is an enemy. It's stopping you from succeeding. Some of us, we just think that laziness is just part of who we are. No, laziness is something that we all have to combat. Feeling unmotivated is something we all have to deal with. So deal with it. Show it who's boss. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care. You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.